Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, this is Daryl Castle with today's podcast. Today is Friday, February 27th, 2015. And on today's podcast, we're going to discuss debt, too much debt, and how it affects nations and how it affects individuals as well. We are all aware now Greece is in the middle of a crisis. That is the result of toxic, unpayable debt. Greece has 175% debt to gross domestic product, and it is in an economic depression, 25% minus GDP growth. That means their economy is actually shrinking by 25%. 25% unemployment, 50% unemployment among youth. Capital fleeing the country. This all screams out depression, folks. This country is in serious depression, and it needs debt relief. Whether that relief is called bankruptcy, default, or something else, it needs relief from this debt so that it can rejoin the 21st century world. But no relief is forthcoming, not only because the big international banks are heartless, but also because the rest of the European Union will not allow any concessions to be made to Greece. If concessions are made to Greece, then they will have to be made to the other broke, depressed nations, such as Spain, Portugal, Ireland, and Italy. And that would be very difficult for the Union to absorb. This is because Europe is fragmented into parts. The Mediterranean countries and those such as Germany with completely different needs. Germany now exports 50% of its GDP, and 50% of those exports go to European Union countries. Germany must have these exports for growth, for full employment, and for social stability. Mediterranean countries import Germany's GDP, but they can't pay for them. So German banks loan them the money. Thus, German banks have financed Germany's GDP, and they want their money back. So Greece is told they will just have to suck it up, get used to it, get used to a state of ever worsening depression because their debt cannot ever be paid by them. They remain in a state of permanent slavery to the banks, other EU countries, and the IMF. The Greeks can vote for radical left parties all they want to, but they will remain with massive unemployment, and any path to recovery is unacceptable to the rest of Europe. As a Eurozone member, Greece cannot monetize or create money. That's what that means, monetize, create money to pay its debt, as Japan has done. The whole of Europe is headed for economic collapse without some kind of reform. No one seems willing to face this. Short-term pain or long-term disaster, that is the choice. Europe would be better off all the way around if the Union was disbanded. And each country had its own currency, and they all cooperated together as a free trade zone. The problem is that there is too much debt in Greece, in Europe, in the whole world, and in individuals. When you borrow money to purchase something today, that money has to be paid back with interest over time, and it is therefore not available for other purchases. Debt is future consumption moved into the present. Sometimes you can have good debt, but in most cases, it's just stealing from your future. The best use of debt is to use it to purchase the means of its own repayment, to buy a business, for example, or start a business that produces capital to repay the debt. Governments can sometimes use debt to enhance society and the economy, thus making it possible to pay back the debt by raising taxes. Debt is a substitute for time, however. If I want a new car today, for example, I can borrow the money and then trade my future time for it. The same principles apply to individuals or to governments. Sometimes governments cannot pay their bills and must default or restructure, just as individuals do. When countries or individuals have significant debt, and their income falls below a certain point, payment then becomes impossible if the necessities of life are also to be covered. Greece, for example, has not been adding to its debt load recently, but growth and therefore tax revenue has fallen by 25% This is because of unpayable debt. Future consumption, then, is denied to them by debt because principal and interest must be paid on debt in the future, and therefore that money is not available for current purchases. The question becomes, then, how much will debt erode future economic activity? Will it just stagnate, or will it dip into recession, then depression? In general, though, the more advanced the debt level, whether a nation or an individual, the worse the economic activity will be. Non-productive debt is the worst kind. That is debt intended for current consumption. For individuals, that would be credit cards or a new car, for example. For nations, that would be entitlement benefits or defense spending. When catastrophe strikes and your income drops by, say, 25%, then the debt burden becomes correspondingly higher as a portion of your income. So if both spouses work and one loses a job, that might be enough to push the family into bankruptcy or into a state where they cannot pay their debts. Or if governments destroy the tax base by destroying incentives to work or by exporting their jobs or by shutting down their oil production, that's the same thing as you monetize to pay back the debt. You reduce the value of your currency. For individuals, you would borrow to pay back debt, thus making the debt much worse. Finally, folks, when debt increases too much, too quickly, that has been the case since 2007, economies have a tendency to collapse. For individuals, they collapse into bankruptcy. For nations, they collapse into violence, into chaos, into bloodshed, unless there is some form of relief from these debts. That's the way I see it, folks. Until next time, this is Darrell Castle. Thanks for listening.